This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
We are the 1, 2, 3
SOAR Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll tell you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, and I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm from the North, an alpha male. I have an entourage, yes. You could call me a guy's guy. And when I go to a bar, most are ordering margaritas, maybe margarita on ice, maybe a frozen margarita, maybe a Cosmo, maybe a Mai Tai. Okay. Not me. I'm ordering a can of beer, and I'm going in the corner by myself. I'm punching a hole in it with a key, and I'm shotgunning it.
Wow, your interest is starting to get longer and longer.
That's what I'm doing, baby.
Longer. And you need to come up with more drinks.
Yeah, more drinks. And now you're putting the key in the beer can instead of just shotgunning
just
the beer
can. Just say shotgunning a beer. Anyway.
All right, let's play the game. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. It's called Would You Rather? Game on! Would you rather sleepwalk every night or sleep talk every night?
Sleepwalk. Sleep talking gets you in trouble.
Oh, tell
you know,
us some
you
more.
Just think, I mean, you think about like stuff that you think about. There's a movie coming out. I don't know who's in it or what, but like I saw a preview of it of where like girls can hear what men are really thinking.
Oh yeah, it's rated R. Comes out Friday.
He knows it's rated R.
It's maybe the sequel. There was What Women Want.
It's What Men Want.
Okay.
Because they're laying in bed, the guy and the girl,
and he's thinking, like, and she can
like,
hear it.
It's like she just read my mind.
Yeah, and so like. Think about like all the stuff that can come out when you're like thinking and sleepwalking or sleep talking or whatever. That could be dangerous. Sleepwalking, I've actually done before. I peed in the bathroom trash can one time and I was sleepwalking.
That's called being blackout.
Yeah, it's called drunk walking.
No, I wasn't drinking. That was a different time. One time I was drinking and I took a pee in the corner of the room. That's different. This one time I was a kid and I just went to the bathroom but peed in the trash can. Huh. Sleepwalking, don't remember it. Crazy. So give me sleep talking. No, walking.
Good God. Hey, I already sleep talk. My girl said
you
I've...
do?
Yeah, there's been ex-girlfriends that I've brought up. Scenarios. I get scared. I'll yell. Scare her. The sleep walking is where it's dangerous. There's a movie on Lifetime. I hate to talk about this, guys, because I know we're not a Lifetime show, but it's called Sleepwalking in Suburbia. This chick goes sleepwalking and goes to other guys' houses and sleeps with them and doesn't even know that she did
Whoa,
it. And she
what movie is this?
It's called Sleepwalking in Suburbia.
Wow.
And sometimes she'll go in on crime scenes. Sometimes she breaks into people's houses. It is amazing that she is not in jail. It was a movie. I get it. But if, good God, if that was real life, that scares the crap out of me. Sleepwalking in suburbia, I'm not doing it. I will talk and I will sleep, but I won't walk. God bless.
Let me talk to you guys, and let me talk to you in my sleep. I would rather sleep talk because I don't want to injure myself. Sleep walking, you fall down the stairs or you go get something to eat. That's how you pack on an extra 20 pounds, is by sleep eating, because you're up sleep walking. You get food, you start eating it, and you don't even know it. Or you walk out in the middle of traffic, you get hit by a car because you're just sleep walking.
Is that a thing?
Yes, people get hurt doing this. They have to lock their doors and put special locks on. So I sleep talk because you can't hold that against me, what I say in my sleep. It's like a dream. You can't hold that against me if I dream of a hot chick or, you know, us breaking up or something like that.
No. You have to explain. Like, I know. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, it just came out.
And I would hope my wife would understand that I don't control what I'm saying when I'm asleep.
Right. And I'm not going to hold it against you if
Whoa, that's not true. No. If you're thinking it, it's true.
Well, and I'm not holding it against him if he... What if he has a dream about a dude? I'm not here to judge.
What if you're in bed and you're like, Eddie, I love you, Eddie.
What is he, Bill Clinton?
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm Enos.
It's him asleep.
I'm Enos.
You know what I mean? And then you're like, whoa, you wake up. No, I wasn't thinking about Eddie. Like, I can't control what I say. No, you're really thinking it.
No, you're really not. You're in a... relaxed state. You're in the REM. You don't know what you're thinking. You don't control your dreams.
Eddie, hold my hand.
Not gonna hold it against you.
There's nothing you can be held against for what happens when you're asleep. Like if you, whatever. I'm done with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we play.
That's a good one.
Would you rather?
Game on! Half a season in, boys, and we got Trouble in La La Land.
NBA.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking NFL. I was like, that season's over, my friend.
No. We got the Lakers, and there is some bad stuff going on with them. LeBron-led Lakers. They lost by, 42 last night?
Worst defeat ever in LeBron's career.
And let me... This is all about those guys being involved in trade rumors. Lonzo Ball, Kuzma, Ingram... You can't help but have your feelings hurt. And they played like their feelings were hurt and like thinking, hey, you know what? Why do I care? I'm not going to be on this team in a couple days, so why am I going to give max effort? It has to be in your head if everything that you hear is, hey, you're going to be traded. You're going to be traded. They're trying to trade you. They're trying to trade you. They're going to send you to the here. You're going to be off this team. So like, why am I going to go out and give max effort if that's the case?
And all over SportsCenter, you see, this was the trade that was offered up by the Lakers, and the Pelicans laughed at or didn't even consider it. How embarrassing is that? Oh, man, I guess we didn't make the cut for this big sweepstakes for
Anthony Davis,
and that's embarrassing. It was all over. It's still on the bottom line.
Still,
I was
everywhere.
At the gym, and it's still going across. This trade was not accepted. It was not taken seriously. Pelicans looking for more for Anthony Davis. Yeah, they're looking for more. That was just like a
quantity. Offer?
Like 10 people.
Brandon Ingram.
They did.
Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, a couple draft picks, Rajon Rondo, I believe.
They didn't take that?
Here's the thing. This is why I don't think they should take it. Why trade Anthony Davis right now to the Lakers, okay? So then the Lakers improve and they make the playoffs. And I would say you're trading for their first round draft pick this year. You want them to do bad. So you want the Lakers to lose, not make the playoffs, then trade them in the offseason if you're going to trade them to the Lakers, get their first round draft pick because it's going to be higher up there in the first round than it is if you send Anthony Davis and they make the playoffs.
And with these draft picks, It all depends on how bad the team finishes, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So why don't you wait till later?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying, is you wait and you hope they're going to be bad enough where they don't make the playoffs, because you believe if you send them Anthony Davis, they're going to make the playoffs. And then another problem is you're getting these three young guys, Ingram, Kuzma, and Lonzo Ball. And in 2 years, a year, 2 years, you have to decide, do I want to give them $100 million? Because you're going to have to sign these guys long term, or they just walk, like, it's that quick. Because they've been playing.
So they could do this huge trade. Boom. Anthony Davis would sign a five-year deal?
$240 million.
Right. So the Lakers are going to have him. He's chilling for the whole, you know, like a high school tenure. You got somebody for 4 years, whatever. But these guys that are going to the Pelicans, they could just bolt in a couple years?
Couple years.
See, that sucks. That's not fair.
But do the Lakers think that they could even have a chance with just LeBron and Anthony Davis and no one else? Like, these three dudes are solid players. Like, they're young, but they're A-plus young players. Like, they're solid. They're really, really good. And really, when you have LeBron, yeah, he's the star, but you got to have the backup because, you know, the star can't do it all by himself. And so you have these two dudes. Do they really think that they could win the playoffs with just two guys with maybe two different styles and learning a whole new team?
Coach, it'll be LeBron, Anthony Davis, and some scrubs, and they're going to make it happen, dude.
And they'll get the,
They don't play the whole game. Like,
in the NBA, what happens is a lot of around this time, there's going to be a lot of people that are bought out. Like, you're trading for people, and then you don't really want them. You're just trying to clear up cap space, and then they get bought out. And so you get these guys that'll sign. Okay, here, come over here. We'll sign you. Wes Matthews will go out. I mean, different players, but they may not necessarily think they're going to win this year.
Right.
But the Lakers.
The Lakers.
Wow.
No, what you're saying is you get Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and then come free agency this summer. Like, heck yeah, we want to go play with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Like, why would we not sign over there?
I get that. But on the Pelican side of it, you know, like, it could save your year. Right now, it could save your year with three dudes that have played together already.
No.
The Pelicans can't win a game to, like, they're terrible right now.
Yeah, because they were this high-flying, shoot-the-three-pointers, and now all the NBA teams apparently put up 130 points, and Davis is just sitting out. He hasn't played in weeks.
He's been
hurt. I get it, but the Lakers without LeBron can hold their own once in a while. Like, it's not bad over
there. They usually lose without LeBron.
Yes.
Okay.
LeBron, just look at how important LeBron is. Look at the Cavaliers this year. How good are the Cavaliers? They've won maybe 10 games, 11 games
all year. Caleb has been hurt. I get it.
But they invested everything in LeBron. The team was built around LeBron.
And that's what the Lakers are. What were the Lakers last year?
They're getting there, though. He just his first year. They haven't built. They're going to build around him, but this is the first year. It's a process.
Okay, I know players never give up. I know he always is winning. I get that. Has LeBron kind of given up?
No.
Is he thinking about next year or no?
No, he's not giving up. LeBron does not give up.
Okay.
He thinks he can take any team to the NBA Finals.
He did that with the Cavs back in the day.
He's done it with the Cavs, with Eric Snow, and, I mean, just random cast-offs that I don't know how they made it to the Finals. But the thing is, it's affecting the Lakers. Obviously, it's affecting them.
Yes.
If you looked at the bench last night.
Now, what does that mean? Like, explain that whole picture.
Every day on SportsCenter, LeBron doesn't want these people. LeBron's sitting five people away from other people. This trade's going to go down. Oh, you guys got turned down because you're not that hot. They want a hotter girl. All this stuff keeps going on in the Lakers.
Hotter girl?
Yeah, LeBron's hurt. LeBron's playing. They get beat by 40.
Yes, but LeBron does want the hotter girl. He wants better pieces. He says, you guys are fine, but I want something better. I want to upgrade. And LeBron is running the Lakers and tells them who he wants and who he wants to get rid of. And last night, there was a picture of LeBron on the bench. He was on the last seat on the bench. There was three seats, empty seats, between him and the next player.
But was it taken at a time when, like, those three just got up and he didn't have time to slide over? Like, I don't understand.
Probably so.
Okay, then get out of here with this.
The picture was hilarious because LeBron was sitting on an island by himself, not even by his team. But you know some players just got up.
I get it. Use that picture as a funny meme. It's funny.
But is it real?
But they make it real news. Like, they're making
you
it.
You really think it was during a time? I don't know. I'm looking at it, and I feel like that it was during the game. Like, it was a legit picture.
Right. But what I'm saying
because everybody is watching the action on the court. It's not like people just went to check in.
I get
it. Like, the game is going on. So right when those seats are empty, someone else should be coming to sit there, or he should be sliding down.
Do they slide down? I've never seen
Or the trainer's like, LeBron, sit here on the very end. Let me look at you in just a second. Hold on. I'm checking out Kuzma. Kuzma said he has a hangnail. I'm going to look at your little ankle in a second. Will you sit on the end?
What if Luke was like, all right, guys, we now have designated seating. Like, it's as simple as, like, LeBron, you're always going to sit on chair 7. Like, whatever. The fact that they take a picture like this and it becomes like, ooh, trouble in La La Land. Like, get out of here.
It is kind of 8, and they also lost by 40.
42. And if you can find me another picture of teammates when they're on the bench sitting this far apart.
How am I going to Google that?
Find a picture of them clapping hands.
Give me 2 hours.
Then I loved what the Pacers fans did last night. Brandon Ingram is at the free throw line last night. And they you want to talk about a creative chant? They started chanting, LeBron's going to trade you. Hilarious.
30-second clip.
What you can do against the Lakers is you can offensive rebound them. But most importantly, you have to transition back for defensive purposes, to force them to play through your defense.
It's funny. Brandon Ingram in his third year out of Duke. He averaged 16 points last year in year two. He's at 17.2, and his last five, he's averaging 23 points per game. With all of the rumors and the speculation that's been swirling around the Lakers the last week with...
And they had to then address the trade stuff because of the chant was so loud.
Because the chant is so loud and so evident. You can hear it clearly.
Yeah, the play-by-play guy's like, okay, Ingram getting ready to shoot this free throw. And then the chant is so loud to the point that he just has to be like, yeah, a lot of trade rumors going on, man. I mean, he had to because it was so awkward in the arena.
And I love that afterwards they asked Brandon Ingram, did you hear it? And he goes, of course I heard it.
He goes, I heard it. Well, and then he was like, I made the free throw.
He goes, but I made the free throw. He goes, I've heard a lot worse in my life.
Did you hear the chant about LeBron wanting to trade you? Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, and I mean, I know it's true. LeBron does want to trade me.
Hey, and props to whoever started that. You're right. Like, that's hard to get any chant started. You know how many people try to get a chant started?
I'm in a Titans game, we try so hard to go. Titans. It never sounds
good. And that is simple as go.
It's so simple, and we never get it going.
Heck, getting the wave going is hard.
It is really hard.
And when you're at a game, do you participate in the wave?
Yes.
It's part of it. You have to, or else you're the reason why it's not starting.
It's the easiest thing. If you have a Jumbotron, back in the day, they didn't have Jumbotrons. These Jumbotrons tell you what to do. Hey, guys, just say go, Titans, if you're on this side or that side. Hey, the wave's about to start. We're going to start it right here. All this, Jumbotrons and the Cowboy Stadium, all that stuff helps you with chants. It makes it so simple. So why would you not participate?
I like the wave a couple times, but when it gets up to 10 times around, okay, like we can stop the wave.
Oh, well, yeah. Doing it for a while, yes.
Oh, they love doing it at tennis matches. All the time they do it.
Nigga, I found you.
I don't know necessarily overseas, the ones in...
That's during warm-ups.
Australia, there's tennis stuff overseas. Probably doesn't get the wave, but I'm telling you right now, anything in America, U.S. Open, all that boom, the wave around. Every time there's a guy just chilling, you know, when there's downtime.
You gotta find another one.
There's no one there. They're taking a nap.
I know, they're all playing. You see those, like, 10 empty seats right there.
Eddie, explain what you're looking at.
I'm looking at more pictures of the bench being empty and people separating themselves, like being separated. It's not a thing.
I think it's a bad look.
The coincidence is impeccable. The coincidence of a bad game, LeBron coming back and not doing anything, the trade, and then there's three seats in between LeBron and the rest of the team.
Or LeBron had his leg up.
Whoever that photographer is, he's an artist. He saw that opportunity being like, that's it. Got it. I already know the headline.
Well, it was some random person in their seat, it looks like, because it's kind of grainy photo. You're not high-definition photoing it. It was just somebody watching the game.
Maybe it was just broadcast.
Then a huge deal is the Clippers made a trade yesterday. They sent Tobias Harris to the 76ers. The 76ers are all in. You guys better watch out. The 76ers are about to win the East.
Butler, Embiid, Tobias Harris. Ben Simmons.
I mean, we're talking four all-stars.
Okay, the Sixers are dirty good.
They are about to be real good. Now, I don't know if this means they're about to make another move and trade Jimmy Butler. Or are they going to go for it with these guys and say, listen, we are got a bunch of studs.
They are exciting, dude. They ready to roll.
And the Clippers also got first-round pick. They got draft picks in return. They got space. So now they can offer those for Anthony Davis.
Interesting. I haven't loved the Clippers since they lost Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan.
Chris Paul.
I mean,
and
good.
Austin Rivers.
Because that just didn't work.
And Jamal Crawford.
They tried to create something there. It was terrible. Lob City ended. Blake Griffin, you don't hear much from him.
Yeah, he's up
Detroit.
He's an overpriced.
He plays well there.
He plays well, but I'm saying
they're not winning a lot of games.
He doesn't win games. He's overpriced. You're paying for a guy that puts up good numbers on a bad team,
and he likes
Duncan.
They did
beat Denver the other day, though.
Well, that's because Denver beat Houston on Friday. It was a hangover effect for 5 days. They beat the crap out of Houston on a Friday night.
Denver's been on a roll, and then they lose to the Pistons.
Wow. If you guys haven't watched the Denver...
They're good.
I was about to say
they're
Denver
really
Broncos.
Good.
If you haven't watched the Denver Nuggets game, they are awesome. They're high-flying. They got this altitude factor where they're a mile above sea level. So
Is that the same thing indoors?
Yeah. Same thing. So the fans even hold up signs that say run them to death. So their thing is they just keep running up and down the court, and the other team gets tired. James Harden got gassed. I mean, that game was awesome.
I don't know how James Harden is going to survive. He's going to be dead by the playoffs because he plays so many minutes and he does everything.
He does, guys. And you can't with his beard, you can't even see his mouth. I don't know how he's breathing. Have you ever had a mustache?
Tough.
You can't breathe through your nose.
He's such a ball hog, though. Their fans now, when James Harden gets the ball and he's doing his dribbling, they're booing him. I've never seen it where they'll just boo a player because they hate him. They hate his little three-point step back. He gets touched a little bit, and he does the fake foul, and then it's a three-point play. or, you know, he gets three shots. Fans hate James Harden.
That shoulder dip he does with a push every time, like, it works probably 90% of the time. But he's got to stop doing that. Like, it's a foul every time.
But they don't call it.
That's so stupid.
That's what I'm saying. I get annoyed with that also. It is a foul every
time. It's a
time,
foul.
And they let him get away with it. I do not understand why they let him get away with it.
It works for him 90% of the time. And it's just like, what the, like, why don't you, I don't get it.
And there's sometimes, like, I watch games and someone will go up and dunk over someone. And they're like, oh, you know, what a dunk. And I'm like, if you would call the foul, because he's using his other arm to make sure the guy can't block the ball. He is pushing him out of the way. But that's how the NBA is. They let the stars get away with everything.
Right. I mean, usually is that right? Those dunks that you see on posters, folks, yeah, they're cool. But they were probably a foul on the offensive guy. I mean, let's be real.
When's the last poster you've seen?
Like, I'm just saying, figuratively speaking.
Do kids still have posters in their room?
My kids have posters, but... there aren't sports posters.
They're not sports posters. Ray, does your nephew have sports posters in
his
room?
Oh, yeah. It's loaded up. Again, they live up north, 2,000 miles. I've been there a couple times since the kid's been born. That's terrible, I know, as an uncle. But anyways, he comes down here. Back, okay, I digress.
Relax, coach. We're not judging you.
Okay. We didn't need the backstory about if you've been there.
I'm going into his room.
You feel guilty about it? It's not our problem.
I'm seeing the walls. He has tons of sports stuff up. Very much so. They're into sports posters still.
But the question is, like, they sell sports posters? Like,
they're hard to find. I'm
guessing. You probably got to go online, because it used to be you would go to Walmart, and everywhere. They would have a little poster section.
Kmart, everywhere.
Yes, Kmart. I had posters all over my wall, even on my ceiling. I had so many posters.
Me too, man.
I had Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, Ken Griffey Jr. I had Mark Grace and the Cubs. I had everything. Kansas Jayhawks stuff. I mean, it was everywhere. And I just don't know if, because they say, oh, posterize. I'm like, do people still do posters?
Like, they don't realize how big that Bo Jackson wearing shoulder pads with the bat.
Unbelievable.
Like, that was a poster that we all owned.
Iconic.
We all had it. Or the poster of the long poster of Jordan with his wingspan.
Yep.
And it said wings on it. You know, like, we all had that poster. And that's, I don't think that exists today. Like, and who would have a poster? Steph Curry? LeBron?
No, there would be no good poster of Steph Curry because he shoots three. So what is the poster?
What are kids putting on their walls?
LeBron?
Nothing?
LeBron,
like,
right.
Mom and dad are in there decorating and they don't let them put up posters? That's horrible.
But is there a LeBron dunk that you can think of that was like, wow, that was really cool? Like, no, not really. Like,
I mean,
he could really, like, dribble between the legs and fake you
now
out.
Now it's not the action shot. Now it's LeBron looking at his shoe or something.
I had a Michael Jordan one where he was in the air.
Oh, he's kissing.
He had the moon in his hand, like he was way up there. Like, it was awesome. I was like, that is so
the
cool.
The Ken Griffey ones. It was just like perfect stride. Like, it looked badass.
Like, so the companies that used to make the posters,
what do they do now? Give up on life?
I know there's fat heads.
I know there's fat heads where you can get their picture, like their face. That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
What are those?
Fathead, Google it. It's where you can get a cutout of someone's famous head. Like,
Coach,
you know,
you're
in
a dad and you don't know what a fathead is?
Guys, because we're a podcast, so let's explain what it is, you freaking idiot.
No, that's a good idea. Fathead is, we just assume everybody knows everything. We got to do a better, have to do a good job of explaining. It's where you can go and order the life-size, like a big old oversized head of an
life-size.
Athlete.
Life-size.
Gotcha.
It's a way to put it. Beautiful.
Yes, got it.
Yeah, they're really
cool.
They do
it with the president a lot or whatever. You
yeah,
know,
like, and like you see them at sports games, like when they wave them in the background, things like that.
I really never saw it in the news. Oh, another poster company closes up.
Okay, so what's the poster? Like, what NBA player is the big poster right now? LeBron?
LeBron.
I mean, LeBron.
Kevin Durant?
And Steph. Steph's huge.
No, Steph is not on posters.
Durant?
So LeBron?
To me, I maybe I'm wrong. I'm just going to say... what would you put? I mean, you would have Steph Curry standing at a 3-point line shooting.
But I'm just telling you, it's the shoes.
Yeah.
It's not the players that are amazing. It's the players that have shoes. So Steph is popular because he has shoes. Kyrie's popular. My nephew has Kyrie's shoes. And LeBron and Durant.
I would say LeBron, Durant, Harden maybe. He may have some good dunks.
I would think Harden's got something.
And maybe Westbrook, because he goes hard at the rim. But I don't know. I would be
just curious because back when we were kids, it was a no brainer that Jordan was on our wall.
Well, LeBron is on walls.
Okay.
That is no doubt. Now, the rest, I would say Harden. If you're putting Steph Curry up there, I do not understand a poster of Steph Curry because he would be at the 3-point line and just shooting. So, unless he's just standing there holding up championship trophies, maybe that's what you
that
have
might
on your
be
wall.
It. Dang. Do you guys remember the Nolan Ryan one where he was in a duster on a railroad track?
Yep.
It was great.
It was a Wrangler ad.
See, then you may not know that one, right, Ray? Because you were Midwest.
I was in Texas.
You were Midwest. In
I'm
Texas,
pretty sure it was a Wrangler ad.
Was it a Wrangler ad?
You might want to look that up.
Dude,
he's
standing on between the railroad ties, like on the railroad ties between the rails, like, and there's might be a train in the background or something, and he's got duster, he's got a baseball on his right hand. He's just looking at you like he's getting ready to pitch it. Awesome. Awesome poster.
I'm telling you, those posters are not being made now. Now it's Instagram, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know what people are putting on their walls.
Yeah. I'm telling my kids just don't have.
What do? They hang curtains?
No, they have posters, like movie posters.
See?
My son has a weird one of like a Lamborghini, and I'm like, all right, dude, well, you have a blue Lamborghini up there. Can you at least, where's the hot chick on the hood? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a good question. Would you let your kids put
a hot chick on a Lamborghini? Yes, of course. Why not? Dude, my room was, stapled with, when Sports Illustrated had freaking issues out, like I would pull out centerfolds and put them on my wall. My mom hated it.
She'd come in, she's like putting your laundry in there, and there's a bunch of naked
chicks.
She'd
be like, your room is disgusting. And I'd be like, Mom, look, it's got everyone. Joe Montana next to this Calvin Klein model where you can see her underwear. How cool is that?
Hey, but when we brought girls into our rooms, did they think our posters were cool, or were they like, what a loser?
Coach,
I had those posters in high school all up.
They might still be up. No, I don't have that house anymore.
Here's the thing. My posters are absolutely still up. My parents were painting our rooms. They painted my brothers. They painted my sisters. They were repainting the whole house. I would not let them take down my posters. So my posters
stood up for your posters.
Are still up in the room.
Coach, you got to let them turn that into a guest bedroom or something.
So my parents were doing the same thing. It was repaint the whole house kind of thing. And my brother's room, he had this one Marilyn Monroe picture, you know, where she's like covering her dress in New York City and like keeping her dress down.
Iconic.
And he had that picture like in the same spot. And she was like, my parents were like, you need to take all your stuff down because we're going to repaint the walls. He took every single poster down except that one. And they were like, well, what's the deal with that one? Like, weird. They took it down. There was a big hole in the wall that he punched one day. And that's my funny. Parents are like, what? You never told us you did this. He's like, I can try to hide that one from you guys.
That's pretty funny. My brother, the one thing he did have cool on his wall, my mom hand-painted the Kansas City Royals logo on the wall. So it's got
Your mom did that?
It's awesome.
Your mom's so cool.
And she did it for my nephew. He likes the 49ers because my brother likes the 49ers. So she went over there on his bedroom wall and painted the 49ers.
Your brother likes 49ers because Joe Montana?
My brother loves the San Francisco 49ers.
Weird. See, loves I did them. Too. I mean, I was he a huge Montana fan.
I believe No Teeth Keith got him into the San Francisco
49ers. Why was No Teeth Keith the San Francisco fan? Because he liked the Giants.
And he liked the Giants. He liked I guess he just liked the Bay Area. He likes the 49ers. He likes Golden State.
He never lived there or anything.
Nope.
Is y'all's family friend?
Yeah, this is our old baseball coach that taught us in Little League. You know, he was our coach, and he became a family friend, and we still talk to him to this day.
But San Francisco fan.
Yeah, big San Francisco fan, but
loves the Bay.
Yeah, he loves the Bay.
Loves the windsurfing. Loves all that.
Now, my question is: so the Eagles decided they're going to pick up Nick Foles' option, and he tells them, "I'm going to opt out." So that it was a mutual option. So now Nick Foles has to pay. If he has to pay them $2 million, okay. And then the Eagles are going to supposedly franchise him and try to trade him. If you're more, who would you be, who's more nervous going into next year? Nick Foles, because he's going to venture out on his own? Or the Eagles, because they don't have him there to back up Carson Wentz, who seems to always get injured?
Yeah,
who is more nervous?
I'm not loving Wentz, so I'm saying that the Eagles, Wentz, very nervous. Foles is going to go out to a good team. He's going to be fine. He goes to a Broncos team. He goes to a Titans team. I mean, he's going to go to a damn good team, and they're going to the playoffs. And Foles is going to show the country what he's really about. Sure, he won the Super Bowl. He's going back, baby. I think he's going to land the Arizona Cardinals, the Cowboys. Dink and Dak, that ain't lasting another 5 years.
They're not getting rid of Dak. Dak's not going anywhere.
Coach,
relax.
In 5 years, if they're
the Cardinals drafted their franchise quarterback last year in Josh Rosen, not going there. The Titans have Mariota, so he's not going there. So you're naming these teams.
Name a team that could use a quarterback.
The Lions.
Jacksonville.
The
they
Lions.
Have Matthew Stafford. You have Jacksonville.
Miami.
Miami's going to be one. They're supposed
to be.
They're going to cut Tannehill, they
all
said.
Right, Foles will end up in Florida.
I don't see a team ever stressing out. Like, I don't see teams worried. Like, they have the whole crop. They could choose from anyone. If it doesn't work out, they don't have a backup for Wentz. Wentz gets hurt, whatever. They'll figure it out.
And everybody's got Jay Cutler's phone number programmed into their phone. If you're looking.
They'll figure it out. Foles has to worry. Like, when you have to worry just about yourself, like, you go somewhere, don't have a good season, you could be done. Like, I mean, I don't know if Foles has really proved himself.
He won a Super Bowl.
He's proved himself in a game. You know, he never proved himself that whole season.
Like, the Eagles almost got hot again this year.
Like, he I don't know what he's done to for teams to think like, yeah, we can go all in on Foles. He should be worried. Teams, what do they have to worry about? He sucks. Let's get someone else in here. Let's just find whoever we need to get to where we need to be. Foles freaks out.
Nick Foles had a good year under Chip Kelly. I think he threw 27 touchdowns, like 3 interceptions, something like that the whole year. Then he went and ventured out on his own. He went to St. Louis. He went to Kansas City. And he didn't do too well.
Thank you.
But at the same time, with the Eagles, with Doug Peterson, he got them to the playoffs the year before last, led them through the playoffs when everybody thought they were done. He beat Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Then this year, the Eagles were left for dead because Carson Wentz gets hurt again. And what happens? Nick Foles comes in, and he just marches them right to the playoffs. Then he takes them to Chicago. He wins a playoff game. So, to me, the Eagles have to be freaking out because Carson Wentz has not stayed healthy. And then they're going to have an unknown at backup that, what are we going to do? Nick Foles was our...
What do you mean, what are you going to do? What does every team do?
But Nick Foles is probably the best backup in the league.
Yeah.
It's what I'm saying. And so
because he's played, though, Coach. We don't even know all the other backups because they haven't had to play.
Well, their other one is Nate Sudfeld. If you want to trust Nate Sudfeld, okay, go ahead. But what I'm saying is, do you trust Carson Wentz to be healthy? What if they do a little rope-a-dope on us and they trade Carson Wentz, even though they say they're not? What if that's who gets traded?
Yeah.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Yeah, would you think? I mean,
you're starting from.
But the only
one.
Problem is Carson Wentz is younger. But the health issues would have me so worried. 2 years in the NFL, two injury ending seasons ended with injury.
I just feel like the backup quarterback.
Well, I guess it's his third year.
I feel like the backup quarterback concept is really like we expect so much out of Foles, but he's only been a backup for the Eagles. Like, a backup comes in, wins the games that he needs to win, and then he's done. Thank
Fitz
you.
Magic.
Thank you for your job, backup quarterback. He's a good backup quarterback. You're right.
What have we seen? Brady was a backup quarterback.
Brady was
a
backup.
Backups become great at times. Folesy, he can become great. He's a Super Bowl quarterback. He's won the Super Bowl. They went on a run again this time. Folesy is a great backup quarterback.
Yeah, but once Brady started and won, he never went back. It's not like, you know, he went back to a backup.
Right,
yeah,
that's the one thing, is Foles went back to being a backup. He keeps going back to being a backup. But he says now, like by him opting out, he's saying, look, I want to be a starter, and I think I can be a starter in this league.
Yes, I agree with him.
Do you now?
Yeah.
And he owes him $2 million. Does he, like...
What? Why? What?
Because that was part of the contract.
Explain that.
Yeah, that's awkward. I'd wait till the last second to pay him. You don't got to give him that money right away.
Is it like a doctor's bill?
Is it a check or is it a Venmo?
Is it no? Is it cash? Do you go to the bank and be like, "Hey, I need to get $2 million out and take it to them"?
I don't know why more people don't do that.
Or is it a money order? How do you do $2 million?
I bet check. It's, you Venmo. They don't charge a fee.
You're talking about Venmo.
$2 million Venmo. Can you even do $2 million on
Venmo?
Can
you imagine risking $2 million on a Venmo, possible Venmo hack? really? You're risking a $2 million transaction hack.
Hey, Volzy. Hey, guys, did you get my Venmo?
No, man. You know what? I sent it to Nick_Foles69.
Oh, no.
That's a different Nick.
How much was it? $2 million?
And what emoji did you put? Football? A football emoji? Okay.
Imagine Nick_Foles69 logs into his Venmo. Oh my God, I got $2 million.
It says $2 million.
$2 million. Let's see. 2000. Except it would be 000.
Yeah, he would be sending it to the Eagles.
Guys, on Venmo, you can't even do $2 million. Sorry.
What can you do?
Six figures is the most.
So 1,000?
You can't do 7 figures. So I've never run into that problem before.
What happened? Six figures. That's 100. You can do 100,000?
Yeah. You can do 999,000. You just can't cross over to
on Venmo?
Yeah.
Dang, who's rolling like that on Venmo?
I'm surprised I've never run into that problem.
Let's see if
before.
It works. Just send it to me, Ray. See what happens.
I can do a request.
Do me a 999.
Hey, request 999,000 for Eddie on Venmo. Do it. Right. See what he says.
Request it. Put in a cool emoji on it, though. Do that little bottle rocket.
So what it is, Eddie, is why he owes him $2 million. I guess when he signed his contract, what it was is, okay, there's going to be a mutual option for this next year, for 2019. If we opt in and you opt out, you have to pay us $2 million. It's sort of like a penalty.
Got it.
And so that's what happened is they opted in. He opted out. $2 million. They'll franchise him, try to get something back.
That's such a game, though. Like, can't they just find out if he wants? Like, hey, Michael Bennett, go talk to him real quick.
See, well, they know he wants out, but they want their $2 million back.
That's what I'm saying. That's such a dumb thing on the contract. Like, of course, even what if he was just like, you know what? I want to stay. No, we want you to leave. $2
million. But it could have been the opposite way, too, if where he opted in and they said, no, we don't want. They declined it. Maybe they owed him $2 million. So maybe it was a mutual $2 million thing.
Coach, and he's not even in on these meetings. It's his agent.
No, I get
most
it.
Of these players don't even have to talk to themselves.
The agent tells you, like,
hey, the agent comes back to you and says, how does this sound?
They're not going to make decisions for you.
Right, but you don't really talk to the people directly.
No, you don't talk to them directly at all. I don't think you're sitting in the boardroom as they're hashing it out or in the conference call.
I am. I don't have an agent. So sometimes I've been talking to upper management and stuff, and I'm like, nope, no agent's calling. It's just me. How's it going, guys? I'm representing myself.
You never go in there, act like you're a different person? I'm here with Ray.
You're Ray.
That's not true.
Would you say you have a sibling rivalry with your brother or your sister?
No.
Ray, with your brother or sister?
No, not anymore. I've moved out 15 years ago.
So you don't have, you never had a sibling rivalry?
Oh my gosh, you do for sure.
Well,
but you guys are 2 years of age difference?
Yeah. Well,
three.
Two and a half. Okay. He's 40, I'm 37, yeah. So it's two and a half.
My brother's six, my sister's eight, so we have no rivalry.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's weird.
That explains it all. You were the baby?
No, middle.
Oh.
My brother's 6 years older than me. My sister's 8 years younger than me. So, Coach, but you guys are 2.5 years.
Yes, and so
a lot of rivalry. A
lot of rivalry, because I always wanted to beat my older brother if we're playing ping pong, and he'd beat me. Just one more game. He'd beat me. Just one more game. Everybody, I felt like when you're growing up and you have a brother you're that close to or a sister, you have a rivalry. But this one from Nebraska, these two girls from Nebraska, half-sisters, the most ultimate sibling rivalry I've ever seen in my life.
Half-sisters, too. That's got to be tough.
Yes. They were in a competition to see who could sleep with their father first.
What the? Whoa. They're volleyball players? Are they athletes?
No, they're just.
Why are we talking about this?
Was there a winner?
I'm like.
Yes. 21-year-old Samantha Kirshner has been charged with one count of incest for hooking up with her father.
And what about her dad?
Her dad's 39.
And has he gotten jail time too?
Yeah, he's arrested too.
Okay. The F?
Is he aware that he won though?
And her half-sister.
It's a weird story, dude.
Her and her half-sister said they were in a competition to see who could sleep with their dad first.
Okay.
Man.
What?
Is there any more details to the story?
What are you talking about?
Like, how
about?
Long did it take them?
That's disgusting.
How did they vie for
Would
this?
Would you sleep with your mom, Ray?
No.
Okay, then why is this?
Half-sister, so I think maybe it wasn't full dad.
That's still full dad.
Oh, or it could be mom.
Full mom.
Not her dad, not the same
so
dad.
So to both of them?
No, I'm saying the half-sister.
So then that's not incest. So no, then but, take the charge away.
No, but the first one is full.
Okay, but which one hooked up?
The foal.
Okay, that's messed up.
She won the competition.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the definition of sibling rivalry.
I mean, is that not taking sibling rivalry to a whole to new level?
Wow. 2019, yes, queen. I never thought I'd see the day.
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, you guys, it doesn't have to all be sports. I thought that was a funny story, and you both
for
just
for some
go,
reason, I'm like, all right, there's volleyball players. All right.
Yeah, and he goes, are they volleyball players?
What's the
players?
Connection here to being athletes?
Eddie, you missed the headline. Two chicks were trying to sleep with the
guy. No, you said.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find the tie-in.
So
to sports.
Did they go to the University of Nebraska? It happened in Nebraska?
Was there a recruiting violation? Like, Eddie was trying to find the sports correlation.
He said Nebraska, so I'm thinking, all right, they're Cornhuskers. They've probably played basketball, volleyball, something. No, they're not.
No,
they're
just
trying to sleep. Okay.
They're trying to sleep with their dad and 1-1.
And they also admitted that story to the media. They told the story as it was. Man, people can't keep secrets either. They must have went and told a friend tells a friend.
That's what happens. Someone tells a friend, someone tells someone else, and then the cops get involved.
I guarantee you the statement, the sentence, but don't tell anyone, is included in that thing.
And I heard that they did get some jail time. They said that how many days it was, 69.
You're an idiot.
Major League Baseball.
You're so stupid.
Major League Baseball and players are discussing rule changes that could alter the game big time.
Yeah, 7 innings. Start with that.
let's just go 3. Can we go 3 and get it over with?
One rule. When a pitcher comes in, they must face a minimum of 3 batters.
I like that.
Unless they get hurt or they get the last out of the inning.
Okay. I like that too.
Think that's a good. Yeah. I kind of agree. I'm in on that.
Yeah, because these fools come in and they face one guy.
No.
Oh, it's lefty on lefty. There's the lefty. All right, guys, we're going to go to break. Now we're going to see the righty. It's always in playoff baseball. Oh, my God. Next thing, 30 minutes has passed and it's been 1 inning.
It's been 1 inning and it's been 3 batters and they've had 5 pitchers. Like, you throw 2 pitches, okay, and then you got to go get a new pitcher, bring him in. And my brother always tells me he has a great idea. When the relief pitcher comes in, no warm-up pitches. Because
they should already be warmed up.
They've already been warming up in the bullpen. So why do they need to run out there?
It's a different environment.
Don't care.
Different environment.
Don't care.
You got to feel it. You're on the mound. You're not in a fake little bullpen mound.
Who made the rule? Is there a rule? Can the batter not step in the box and see a couple? If the pitcher's going to warm up, why don't I just get to step in the box and get a couple warm up?
He's like the golfer on the green standing behind the catcher. Just like, oh, okay, I see what he did there.
What we would do in minor league baseball, I didn't do it, but if guys stood too close when you were warming up, you'd throw it over there a little bit at them.
Crowd the plate, back them up.
Well, they're not supposed to be at the plate, but if they were a little bit closer, you'd throw it over there. Just a wild pitch. Sorry. Did I get a little close to you over there? My bad. I don't want kids growing up in the leagues right now to try that.
Yeah.
But that was a way to keep people far away from the catcher where you're trying to warm up. If they're trying to just crowd a little bit, get them over there by the dugout.
A universal designated hitter. So that means they would adopt the designated hitter in the National League. No, I hate that. I would rather you get rid of the designated hitter than bring it to the National League. If you're going to do one of the two, get rid of it altogether, because I love the strategy it takes to move base runners up and to, okay, am I going to pinch hit for my pitcher? Like, is it an important enough spot that I'm going to take my pitcher who's dominating the game out of the game to try to open up our lead or to get more runs on the board? If there's the designated hitter, it takes all that strategy out. It's just like, you know what? I got another big bat coming up. Who cares? I don't need to bunt. I don't need to move the runner over.
I got a better idea. Can all the pitchers just bat or all the pitchers not bat?
That's what they're trying to do.
No.
Yeah, with the universal role. Oh, make 10 people in the lineup or whatever?
Just the pitcher in the American League has to bat. Like, is that it? Is that the one that doesn't bat?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Just all bat.
So no designated hitter.
It's got to be a strategy. It's got to be like, dude, listen, man, your pitcher sucks. He sucks. Oh, well.
Like, if he can't
Bartolo's going to suck at the bat, at the plate. Oh, well. You lose one.
That's like, my whole thing is if they can't get the bunt down, that's their problem.
I
don't feel bad for them. That's part of the strategy I feel of baseball. The designated hitter takes so much strategy out of it.
Yes.
It makes it so much
it's
easier
like a
to
get
score.
Out of jail free card, like over and over and over.
Yes.
Well, and you're looking at a lot of guys leaving the league because there's designated hitters that can't play defense.
No, just get better in the field and then you can be a starter. Work at being a starter.
You're right. No, you're right. There's going to be people that they're going to have to play the field, and that's another thing.
Because the DH is baseball.
Have like, you ever seen
that's what I understand. The
Coach, there's rarely a skinny DH. They're all bigger guys. They're going to have to start losing weight and trying in the field.
There are a lot of big dudes that can move. Panda. Look at the panda, dude. Gigantic, the guy can move.
He can't move anymore. Yeah, he got too fat. That's why the Red Sox cut him.
You're thinking about...
Well, that's why they called him Panda.
You're thinking about a younger
Panda. Which
is that
panda rude, bear. By the way? Like, give him the nickname Panda because he's kind of chubby?
It stuck.
It stuck, yeah.
You just call someone
I mean, what about Babe Ruth? Named after a candy bar? Was the candy bar named after him?
I think the candy bar was named after him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they called him Babe Ruth.
Was his real name Babe? Because Babe's a
it
pig.
Was Herman.
Herman.
There you go.
George Herman Ruth.
They named him after a pig. Babe the pig. Or was that after him?
I don't know.
From Charlotte's Web after him?
I don't think Babe was the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. No.
Babe is a separate pig movie.
Oh.
That's it. Yes. Okay. With John Goodman.
Yes.
Who also played Babe Ruth.
Great. Hey, great tie back. Rest in peace, John Goodman.
Is he dead?
Is he not dead?
I don't think he's dead, Coach. I think you just killed
him. You're thinking of Chris Farley.
Wait. Is John Goodman the one that plays Dan Connor?
Yeah. He's the one on
Roseanne.
He died?
No.
Coach, you just killed him.
No,
he's alive and well, dude. He's 66. He's actually lost a crap load of weight.
You know who I was thinking of? John Candy.
He died.
Yes.
Yes. There's a cool story, speaking of John Candy. Joe Montana, he's talking about one of the drives, one of the Super Bowls. I think it was maybe against the Broncos or something. It was one of the comeback Super Bowls where he had to come back by like three touchdowns to win the game. It's the last drive, and he's in the huddle, and he's talking about like, somebody was talking about how cool Joe Montana was, which is why they call him Joe Cool or whatever, is that it was that moment where anyone would have been stressed out and they all go to the huddle and Joe Montana goes, hey guys, stop for a second. Look over there. It's John Candy, man, eating popcorn. Like, how crazy is that? And they all look over and John Candy's there at the end zone eating popcorn. They're like, okay, Joe, so what are we going to run? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, let's get back to the game. Here's the play. Get back in and they score and they win the Super Bowl. And it was just like, That was his mentality of like pressure. There was no pressure. Like he was just like another game.
Wonder if Brady did that at the Super Bowl. Hey guys, look over there.
No, that's the difference. Brady was all like, we're going to win this, guys. They don't believe in us. We're going to win this for the haters. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like Brady's always like pan face. Like there's no expression to Brady. With Joe Montana, like dude, he was just chilling. Let's just win this game.
That is the difference between us and pro athletes.
We stress.
That's the only difference. You hit it on the head.
No, that is one of the main. They are able to just stay so cool, calm, collective in the big moments. Like all that pressure, everybody's looking at you, and he's like,
look at John Candy, man.
John Candy.
Eating popcorn.
They are just like, okay, the moment is not too big for them. Like Jared Goff, the moment was too big for him this past Super Bowl. He would not have seen John Candy sitting in the front row and going, hey, that's John Candy eating popcorn. He was so busy.
He was still trying to find the end zone.
He was just trying to find the center and make sure he got the snap because he was like, oh, my God. And he was like thinking, I wish I was over there with John Candy eating popcorn instead of getting hit by the Patriots defensive line all night.
Yeah.
But that is a great story. But here are some other rule changes. A single trade deadline before the All-Star break, which I am absolutely in favor of a single trade deadline because in baseball you have the trade deadline. And then August 31st comes, and the month of August is, well, if they clear waivers, you can still trade for them.
Dumb.
It's so dumb. Make it one trade deadline. That way you have to decide if you're in or you're out.
Why is it dumb?
Because there's two different trade deadlines, really. It's kind of confusing. Why not just make one, like NBA, right? That one's coming up in a week.
Yes. So Thursday, tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, crap. It snuck up on me. We better make some trades. Anyways, these deadlines...
You're not doing crap.
I know, but sometimes in fantasy and stuff, I feel like I am. But with the deadlines, you need one. MLB has two. That's always been confusing to me. I agree with that totally.
Yeah, I think you got it. Because then what happens is, okay, so the trade deadline ends, and then August 31st, there's only a month left of the season, and you're
still
getting
trade?
New players. Like, come on. Like, and so they're saying after 100, you know, that way you get to concentrate on the first half first and win. And they're going to reward you if you make the playoffs with better draft picks.
Oof.
That way there's none of this tanking and everybody just losing on purpose. So draft advantages for winning teams and penalties for losing teams.
Can we have
love
this
it.
For every sport?
Love it.
I love that too.
Love,
it
love,
just makes
love.
No sense to reward the loser.
Now, I
understand. I know what you're going to say. I understand the whole give the loser a chance to come back. Give them that first pick. Give them a chance to have some kind of advantage because it does. It's like Monopoly, man. When you play Monopoly and all your, like, you can't afford your properties anymore, you start giving away. You have nothing. You can't come back and win. It sucks. I get it. So I understand, like, give them a chance to come back and win. But you can't, it's counterproductive to give the loser an advantage.
And I get some teams need to rebuild. Like, the Cubs did it and they rebuilt all through the draft. They got rid of everybody and they sucked for 3-4 years and then they won a World Series. The Astros did the same thing. The White Sox are doing that. A lot of teams are doing it because they're realizing we got to build up our farm system, build through the draft, but they do tank and they suck for a few years. So I do kind of like this of giving winning teams rewards for making the playoffs and things like that.
Now, what does hockey do, though? Like, there was something when the Knights came to Vegas.
Oh, that was an expansion thing. So they got like two awesome players from every team.
That was they did that.
Are they the only sport that does that?
Yes. That was the first time there. It used to be you get the bottom of the barrel. Like when Nashville got a team, or it was the bottom of the barrel players. This time they switched it around where they wanted Vegas to be.
Oh, they gave them a dope team.
Yes, they wanted them to be
best of the best.
They wanted them to be relevant right off the bat. So you were allowed to take good players. You could only protect like 6 or 7 players on your roster, and then they could pick any of those players.
That was a ripoff.
So it used to, you could.
But now we know the Knights.
We do.
So I guess it kind of works. Like, we watched the Knights in the first season.
Did they go to the finals?
They did.
They went to the finals.
They won the Stanley Cup.
No, they didn't win the Stanley Cup.
No, they went to the Stanley Cup.
Oh, I thought you said that. Yeah.
Capitals beat
them. They went to the Stanley Cup, and it's like, and we talk about the Knights there. So maybe that's the whole goal. Like, all right, get them up there, get them the press, give them a chance, and then everyone will remember them, and then they can come back down to earth.
Dang.
I don't know, Coach. So you like this, like, just the whole first draft pick.
Well, like, you can still win. Like, look at the Patriots. Where do the Patriots draft every year? Into the first round. Why?
Because they won.
Because they always win. And guess what they keep doing?
Win.
And what do they do a lot of times? They even trade out of the first round and just stockpile draft picks. They get more draft picks. They're not even worried about being up there at the top of the. They still find a way to do it. The San Antonio Spurs never draft towards the top of the draft, and they always seem to be able to find players to keep plugging in. It's amazing how, even though you are at the top of the draft, doesn't mean you always draft good players. That's what's crazy is these people tank, and then they still swing and miss on these players.
And right. Sore losers listen. I won my first fantasy league, so I feel like I can talk about the stuff now. But I'm telling you right now, the key to winning fantasy is trade. Trade, trade, trade. You're not going to ever win with your original drafted team.
Or you can pick up people off the waiver wire. And one thing before we go, Southern Miss says no to Art Briles.
Oh, there you called
it,
man.
Very good.
So I bet you they listened to your rant.
They have to be. They have to.
Yeah, they probably heard you, and they're just like, guys, listen to this. They played in the conference room.
Hey! But you know he's close to coaching again.
Yeah, if he's getting interviews, and they said, we met with him, but then following that meeting, we informed him that he is not a candidate. The university will have no further comment on this matter.
And Art Briles, if you guys don't know who he was, Baylor coach, got knocked out of there just because he oversaw some stuff, very bad stuff that went on, and he was there during that time for years.
Oversaw is putting it very nicely.
Right. And what I saw 2 years ago, he's able to just walk around practices. Every NFL team, I don't know, the Titans preseason, he was just walking around, talking to coaches, talking to players, hi to the fans, people are cheering for him. I mean, it seems like he's very close to coaching again. That was 2 years ago.
And here's the statement from the head coach at Southern Miss, Jay Hobson. I've interviewed Art Briles for an assistant position at Southern Miss, and I believe he is a man who deserves a second chance. He is a man that seems sincere and humble in his interview, and personally, he committed no crime. He may not have acted in the proper protocol, but that should not be my job at Southern Miss. Ooh, he was interviewing for an assistant position, even though I believe he will be a head coach at a major program in the near future. So it was really the president of the university that said no. The head coach still wanted him.
That's probably why they were interviewing him in the first place.
Yeah.
Because the head coach.
Wow.
Wow.
If he would interview on this show, would we do it?
What? To be a member?
No. Lunchbox and Art Briles in the same room. Lunch, so us all so against what he did, and us asking him all the questions we wanted.
Of course, you would do
that. That'd be an awesome interview.
You would absolutely do that. That's what you want as a a very professional journalist. That's what we want.
Guys, I'm telling you, our goal, like one of our goals in on this podcast is to get a guest to say something
that goes viral.
That goes viral, that every news outlet will be like, according to the Sore Losers podcast, this is what happened.
Well, then we got to get Brady.
You know what I mean? We got to get Brady to talk about Deflategate, Edelman to talk about the PEDs, everything. I want to talk about the radio communication with Belichick, all that. Yeah. And they will quote from the Sore Losers podcast. This is what they said.
I want to talk to the guy that felt those footballs when they were deflated, and he goes,
quote,
it was like a sponge.
Oh, boy, we're not going down
One of
this
our friends
road.
Told us that
we're
story.
We're not going down this just road
saying,
again.
Just saying.
All right.
Hey, hold on. I got a little personal update thing. Junior, my five-year-old, he plays soccer. He scored his first goal 2 weekends ago. This weekend on Saturday, we woke up, and he woke up in the morning and said, hey, I'm going to score another one today, and he did. So far, he's scored every game so far.
Okay, Ronaldo.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Why didn't he bring this to us on Monday when he scored? Like, why are we waiting until Wednesday? I mean, that's breaking news. That's bigger than the Super Bowl.
It is big, and I just thought about, like, I should go throw him a little shout-out. Like, he is really woken up and said, I'm going to score today.
Did you see the goals?
I did. Okay. Both goals.
That's a good dad. But also, why did you say what was the woke up in the morning?
On Saturday, he just kind of wakes up and he's just like putting his shin guards on because it's Saturday morning games.
Yeah.
Puts his shin guards on. He's like, hey, I'm going to score a goal today. And he's never done that. The last 2 weeks, he did that. Before, he was just like, yeah, whatever. We'll see what happens.
How many goals did his team score?
His team, 4.
They win? Okay.
No, they lost. Man, this week, we played this one team where, again, man, this kid. He's 5 years old, and his leg is so powerful that the first 30 seconds of the game, he got the ball from half of the field.
Yeah.
Nails it into another kid's face. The kid just falls, looked like he's died, and he just starts crying like, ah. The power from this kid's leg was unbelievable. He could score goals from half, what is it called?
Midfield.
Midfield. He could score goals from midfield, and at the end of the game, I go to his dad and say, hey, man. Props, dude. Your kid's good.
You got your kid on steroids? He's kicking like a horse.
I was
out
like,
there.
Your kid's good. And he goes, thanks, man. He works really hard. I'm like, he's 5. What do you have him doing working really hard?
Hey, that's the difference.
Did you feel the soccer ball?
It was like a sponge. No.
LeBron James, probably at 5, was out shooting hoops every day.
So this kid's just, kicking the ball every day.
He might be.
I didn't even think about just being like, what do you mean he works really hard? But in my mind, I was like, I wonder what this kid is doing.
He works really hard? He's 5.
He trains and trains and trains.
But anyway, so I don't know. So props to my kid for scoring goals. He's definitely not at that dude's level. But the fact that he's scoring goals now, and now the coaches are putting him in the forward position. It's not bad. Not a bad start to soccer.
That is awesome that he scored 2 goals.
Yeah.
And that's high scoring. Is that a new thing for America? We're going to see
some goals in soccer now? There's no goalie.
There's no goalie in the little kids.
Yeah.
Maybe they should try that and adopt that in the later leagues.
Okay. No, soccer is just fine without that.
Coach, when are you going to start getting into soccer and talking about, do we wait for a World Cup for that?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
do you follow the
I mean,
premiere?
I follow it, but I'm not huge into it.
I mean, I can start turning on Premiere on Saturday mornings talk it a little bit.
You do watch games?
Yeah.
Full games?
Full games.
Yeah, just highlights?
Coming up here in the very quick weeks, we've got Burnley FC. We've also got Man City. Oh, and we got Tottenham Spur. We'll see you on Saturday, primetime NBC.
Gosh, I don't even know who those teams are.
Dude, I see it every morning. I'm like, should I watch it?
It's
I'll
so
go
incredible.
To Sports Center.
So good.
Coach, I'll watch it if the crowd's really loud. And the Premier League is dope.
What time are the games?
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
6, 7, 8.
And that is what time for them? Like noon?
I don't know. Never been over there.
Oh, no, it's probably later. Probably Coach, night games. I don't know.
Put a couple bucks on it. You'll have a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a ball.
Soccer's hard to bet on.
Because
like, I don't touch it because I feel like it just changes. Like, there'll be a lead, a 3-0 lead, and then the other team comes back and just wins out of nowhere.
Before we leave, I want to give you a little update on Vegas gambling. The Nevada casinos in 2018.
I knew it. Come on. They play a role in all games. Go ahead.
Their net win in 2018, blackjack brought in $1.1 billion in profit.
Yeah, it was some of lunch's money.
Craps, $386.4 million.
Yeah, that was actually some of my money.
Roulette, $384.1 billion.
That's my money.
Baccarat, $1.2 billion.
That's none of my money.
That is not my money.
Never played Baccarat in my life.
I ain't playing that damn game.
Table.
Hey, that was some other schmuck that got the Baccarat money from.
I love Baccarat.
Sports, $301 $1 million.
Million. I would have thought it was more than that.
But
you know what? Bovada, all these things that we do, that doesn't go to Vegas.
Right,
so.
Right. They took a little bit of my money. Penny slots.
Oh, God, so much money.
That was, I think, my girlfriend. She probably
so much money. Read the number.
A couple of the dollars are hers.
Penny slots. More than blackjack. More than craps. More than roulette. More than baccarat.
Absolutely.
More than
baccarat.
More than sports. Penny slots for Nevada, according to the gaming control, brought in $3.3 billion in profit.
That's not my money, but guys, I just don't know why people are so dumb. Like, they get you by calling it penny slots. They make you think that, oh, it's penny, it's cheap. It's minimum $2, so it's like 200 pennies to get a roll. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it gets
that
you.
Is unbelievable.
You could literally, for one spin, spend $5 on a penny slot. On one spin. But it's called a penny slot, so they're like, oh, let me just go down with my little $10 and play a penny slot. It's so dumb.
My buddy AJ, we went to Vegas one time, me and him. He's like, I love to gamble. This dude, I've known him since first grade. Okay?
Sounds like everybody heading to Vegas. I love to gamble.
Oh, I'm hungover. I lost some money.
That's not my story.
Okay, sorry.
So we go, we stay at the Hooters Casino right over there.
Yeah. Oh,
right,
classy.
Right in the middle of when they were expensive. Transitioning from whatever it was to Hooters, and we stayed there.
Coach, you get in there for like $5?
Under construction. Yeah, hey, whatever, dude. I don't care. I'm not ashamed.
No, it's actually a good one. You can do half betting.
And the wings are free.
We gambled all weekend, and AJ would not sit at... He played the nickel damn slots all weekend. He's like, I told you, I love to gamble nonstop. And I was like,
that's not
you're
gambling.
At the nickel slots,
but
dude.
Coach, it
like,
is,
bro,
though.
You like you won. He goes, I just won 50. I said, yeah, you won 50 nickels. 50 nickels. You can't even buy a Coke for 50 nickels in Vegas.
But, bro, listen.
AJ, but then he did get married in Vegas, so I do thank him for that. That was a good
bro,
time.
Bro, they do there's 30, like, chances, lines,
right,
chances
but
to win.
When you're playing those, I don't even understand how you win. No one playing those games knows how they're, because there's so many ways. Like,
it's the pay me, my friend. No, pay me.
They hit the button, and all these lines show up on the screen. They're like, oh, I guess I won.
Yeah.
They have no idea. You don't even know what
because
you're looking
you
for.
You can play a penny. You can do a penny roll, like one penny spin, but that's only the center line. So it has to hit the center line, which it never does. It's programmed to never hit the center line.
That is funny you said that, because all the noises and the stuff spinning and you got little circus clowns coming out and you think you won a lot. I remember my girlfriend would get caught up in that and go, oh my gosh, I was winning so much. What happened? And I'm like, well, the bottom line is we had $60. We don't have that anymore. I know you heard a lot of sounds and a lot of stuff went crazy, but we lost $60. Like, I don't know what you did.
We don't even know how we lost it.
I mean, they can have some bright lights flash and a bunch of stuff come. Do this and that. We didn't win. We lost. So yeah, but
that's
some of the
coach $3.3 billion
on the penny slots. That was the most lucrative thing. Not blackjack. You see everybody playing blackjack. You see everybody playing craps. Nope.
Because it's a scam. They get you by calling it
a penny slot. Yeah, they get you.
They got me on that craps money. Some of that craps money.
That roulette money. I'm part of that for sure.
Yeah,
some.
I'm everything but baccarat and penny slots.
Baccarat.
You took a little bit of my money with sports. A little.
Yeah.
Bit.
Hey,
I'm getting
that,
it
back. That was the news I
like,
had for the day.
I like that. We called it a tag story? I don't remember. It's been so long since I've done news. We called it whatever the last story is. Like, hey, guys, we got 1 minute to
tag
kill.
Tag story.
What's our last story? Gosh, I forgot what it's called.
I don't know. But that's the best news of the day, though, is
hey,
that
tell
Art
Vegas.
Briles is not going to Southern Miss.
Exactly.
That was my highlight of the day.
You want to go ahead and tell us how you think about
Man, I just don't think he should ever coach in college again.
He will, though.
He promoted such a bad culture at Baylor University, and what he did, I just do not think he belongs coaching young men and trying to teach. How can you sit there and tell them about accountability and leadership and do the right thing when what you did was the exact opposite? The exact opposite. And I'm so happy that the Southern Miss head coach, I hope they fire him too. Because he wants to hire him, get him out of there too. Like, that means he doesn't care about your student athletes.
What did he do?
He wants to hire Art Briles.
I get it, but I mean,
the president, I'm glad the president stepped in and said, listen, based on Mr. Briles' affiliation with Baylor's football team during a time when some members were implicated in a number of sexual assaults and the promotion of a rape culture while he held a position of authority, we were adamantly opposed to the University of Southern Mississippi's hiring of Mr. Briles. Thank you, President of Southern Miss. Thank you for standing
up.
What's
his name?
I don't know.
Oh, Mr. President.
I just want to say I'm glad he didn't.
All right, Coach.
Good. We're out of here.
All right.
Yeah, in Vegas.
And so you know who else is out of here? Art Briles. Get out.
Hey, Vegas, we're coming back for 2019. The money's ours, baby.
Hey, why have we not talked? And I know it's a few days late, but we just didn't talk about it the last couple of days. Sergio getting disqualified.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. We're okay. Out of here. I'm tired.
Okay, but we have to talk about this because it's crazy. Did you know he got disqualified?
No.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Talk to you all about Aaron Rodgers, and boy, oh boy.
Aaron Rodgers.
More people talking about Aaron Rodgers.
R.I.P.
I'm just going to read about Sergio on the internet.
No, don't read about it. We'll tell you about it tomorrow.
All Everybody have a great day.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.